This is Akashvani, the news read by Sunil Verma. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will meet NCC cadets, NSS volunteers, youth exchange program cadets, tableau artists and tribal guests of Republic Day celebrations 2025 in New Delhi today. A program has been organized at the Prime Minister's residence, 7 Lok Kalyan Marg, where Mr. Modi will interact with tableau artists who work behind the scenes, as well as the NCC cadets who will participate in the Republic Day parade this year. National Girl Child Day is being celebrated across the nation today with a focus on raising awareness about the rights, education, health and safety of girls in society. Observed annually on 24th of January, this day serves as a reminder of the importance of treating every girl with respect and ensuring they have equal opportunities to grow, learn and thrive. The day also marks the anniversary of Beti Bachao Beti Padhao scheme launched by Prime Minister Narendra Modi on the 22nd of January 2015. The theme for National Girl Child Day 2025 is Empowering Girls for a Bright Future. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has extended his greetings on National Girl Child Day. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said the government has focused on sectors like education, technology, skills, healthcare, among others, which have contributed to empowering the girl child. He added that the government is equally resolute in ensuring that no discrimination happens against the girl child. Mr. Modi also reiterated the government's commitment to keep empowering the girl child and ensure a wide range of opportunities for them. President Draupadi Murmu and Prime Minister Narendra Modi today wish the people of Uttar Pradesh on the foundation day of their state. In a social media post, President Murmu expressed confidence that the state will continue to move forward on the path of overall development. Prime Minister Modi also expressed confidence that with the government's focus on public welfare and the amazing talent and hard work of the citizens, the state will make an invaluable contribution to building a developed India. Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar will visit Bihar today to attend a function at Samastipur in Bihar on the occasion of the 101st birth anniversary of Bharat Ratna Karpuri Thakur. The birth anniversary function has been organized at Karpuri Gram, in which several dignitaries including Governor of Bihar, Arif Mohammad Khan, Chief Minister Nitish Kumar, Union Agriculture and Farmers Welfare Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan will remain present. A Sarvadharma Prarthana Sabha has also been organized on the occasion. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today paid tributes to former Bihar Chief Minister Bharat Ratna Karpuri Thakur on his birth anniversary. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said that Mr. Thakur dedicated his entire life to social justice and made many efforts in this direction. He added that Mr. Thakur's life and ideals will continue to inspire every generation of the country. Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnav interacted with Chief Executive Officer of NTT Data, Abhijit Dubey, and President and Chief Operating Officer of BlackRock, Raj Rao, at the World Economic Forum 2025 in Davos. In a social media post, Mr. Vaishnav wrote that he had discussions on the latest developments in communication technologies, expansion of railways, investment in public infrastructure, among others. In the United States, a federal judge yesterday temporarily blocked President Donald Trump's executive order denying U.S. citizenship to the children of parents residing in the country illegally or on temporary visas. U.S. District Judge John Koehner issued a 14-day temporary block, calling it blatantly unconstitutional during the first hearing in a multi-state effort challenging the order. The order will deny citizenship to those born after 19th of February whose parents are in the country illegally or on temporary visas. It also forbids U.S. agencies from issuing any document or accepting any state document recognizing citizenship for such children. President Trump's order drew immediate legal challenges across the country, with at least 5 lawsuits being brought by 22 states and a number of immigrants' rights groups. And that is the end of this news bulletin.